Unit 1. Recording 6.
And looking at your personal preferences.
For any of you who work surrounded by other people, you'll know that one of the biggest stressors in the world of work is not the work itself, it's the people we work with. There are the people who need to be noisy when you're trying to be quiet. There are the ones who shush you when you're telling a really good story. There are the sweeping generalizers and the detail-obsessed nitpickers, the obsessive planners, and the last-minute deadline junkies. You, of course, are perfect. These days there are tests for just about everything, and personality is no exception. If you've ever been intrigued to define your type, or sat down and completed a questionnaire at work, then it's likely you'll have come across the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, known to its fans as the MBTI. Myers-Briggs is the world's most widely used personality questionnaire. From Beijing to Boston to Bournemouth, office workers, college students, and people who are simply curious to find out more about themselves answer a series of questions to determine which of 16 different personality types they fall into.
How do you find completing the questionnaire that you completed just yesterday, I think?
I found it not particularly challenging. Maybe I didn't think about it as much as one ought to. The preferences are split into four sections, so prepare yourself for the psychological bit. The first category determines whether you are an extrovert or an introvert. The second tells you whether you prefer to sense or intuit information. The third deals with decision-making, thinking or feeling. And the fourth, our approach to actions, judging and perceiving. Ultimately, you end up with a four-letter acronym, like ENFP or ISFJ, which describes your personality type.
How do you prefer to, if you like, recharge your batteries at the end of a tiring day?
Well, most of the time, I prefer to go home and be quiet and read or slow down, put my children to bed and so on.
Typically, when we ask people this sort of question, typically introverts are more likely to talk about spending quiet time, time on their own, reading, etc. Extroverts are more likely to talk about spending time with people. I don't know if you ever had the opportunity to put together any flat pack furniture or anything like that. How did you go about doing it?
Well, you know, I'd lose the screws and then the directions would be underneath the box and then I'd lose another part of it and it would take quite a long time and be quite an infuriating process.
Okay. Typically, when we ask that question, people with a preference for sensing will like to follow the instructions. People with a preference for intuition, it's not that they disregard instructions, but they're a little bit more of a guide rather than something else. If you imagine perhaps a friend of yours gives you a call and says, I've just been burgled, what would your reaction be? What would you do?
Do you know, it's so difficult because I think it depends on the person.
Okay.
You know.
And to some matter, it's a matter of what you do first. Because both people with preference for thinking and both people with preference for feeling will do both things. They'll do the practical things. Have you called the police? Is the person still there? Have you, you know, called the insurance, etc., etc.? And they'll then go on to, and how are you?
Well, in that instance, I would definitely fall into the thinking category, I think.
How'd you go about doing your food shopping?
I'm in love with internet food ordering.
Okay.
So I do that, and then all the things that I've forgotten, because I don't do it with any great system, I spend the rest of the week running out and picking up.
Okay. Typically, people have a preference for judging. Will be quite organised about those sorts of things. People with a preference for perceiving may also make lists, but those lists have a more aspiration quality.
Random feel, shall we say.
Yeah.
That would be my list.
There are things that they might buy or they might not buy. And if there's something more interesting when they get in the supermarket, you'll get that instead.
At the end of my conversation with John, I got my personality type, which I'll illuminate you on later.